Welcome back to the Kurdish Research Audio Archive. This is part of our ongoing 10-part audio series where we're, exploring the really rich and complex history of Afrin.
Exactly. And for this particular exploration, we're zooming right in, focusing squarely on a very specific, really critical window of time, the period between 1921 and 1923.
Right. That's the core. It's all centered on the demarcation of the Syria-Turkey border. And as usual, we've got our stack of sources right here, articles, research papers, historical notes, all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's what we're working from.
And our mission really is to navigate through these together, pull out the key information, and try to understand exactly what happened during this very precise moment.
And what its immediate significance was for the region. So let's maybe start by setting the scene a bit, looking at the context just before 1921.
Okay. Well, the backdrop is, of course, huge. The collapse of the Ottoman Empire after World War I. Everything's changing.
Absolutely fundamental changes. And within that chaos, the sources consistently remind us about Afrin's long-standing identity.
Kurd-Dagh.
Kurd-Dagh, yeah, the mountain of the Kurds. And the research makes it clear this wasn't some new name. It was widely recognized as, predominantly Kurdish territory long before these 20th century political shifts.
And there's this really deep historical connection the sources point to between Afrin and the town and province of Kilis, just to the north.
Oh, absolutely critical. And not just a casual link. We're talking administrative, economic ties throughout the Ottoman period. Some sources trace it back even to the 16th century.
Yeah, the articles we looked at mentioned things like the Yurtluk-Okaklik system, which was essentially about these hereditary rights, tying local families administratively to centers like Kilis.
That's a good way to put it. And that kind of linkage, the sources show, it just stayed constant, pretty much right up until this post-World War I border completely redrew the map.
Then, around 1920, you get another layer. The French mandate over Syria starts to come into play, a whole new political reality.
Right. And the sources immediately start detailing early resistance against this new French presence, particularly in northern Syria.
And Jebel al-Akrad Kurd-Dagh is mentioned specifically as a site of resistance.
It is. And what's interesting, according to the research, is how this local resistance wasn't, happening in a vacuum.
Right.
The burgeoning Turkish national movement, the Kemalists, who were fighting to establish the new Turkish state, they had some influence there.
How so?
Well, the sources indicate that Turkish officers actually helped organize some of these anti-French actions, and Kemalist propaganda was apparently being circulated among the local tribes.
To sort of stir up anti-French feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Right. To foster that sentiment and coordinate resistance.
So the local Afrin resistance was plugged into these wider regional power struggles. Do the sources give us, concrete examples of this early fighting?
They do. One specific event that pops up is the Battle of Hammam Village. It's in the Jindayr's district. On January 2010, 1920, sources describe something like 300 fighters drawn from Jebel al-Akrad and also Haram attacking a French garrison there.
Wow, okay. So definite conflict right from the start of the mandate period.
Mm-hmm. It shows the kind of actions taking place even before the border was formally, finally drawn.
Which brings us forward just a couple of years right into the heart of our focus period, 1921 to 1923.
Yes, the defining moment arrives. The drawing of the new border between Syria and Turkey. The sources confirm this was finalized in 1923.
And the impact for Afrin. The material says it was direct. Profound.
Completely. It was formally detached from the Ottoman Kilis province, which it had been part of for centuries, and it gets incorporated into French-administered Syria.
And the research really stresses this wasn't just a line on a map. It artificially severed the region.
That's the term they use. Severed it from its traditional administrative and, crucially, economic center in Kilis. It basically cut off the southern part of Kurd-Dagh from the areas north of the new line and from the Amanus Mountains, too.
That must have caused immediate economic pain. You mentioned the Kilis connection. The sources talk about Afrin's economy, right? Especially agricultural exports like olives, olive oil.
Yes, very much so.
Historically oriented towards markets in both Kilis and Aleppo.
Correct. But this new border, the research indicates, suddenly made the region really vulnerable. Those trade routes going north to Kilis, they were disrupted, potentially cut off.
So it forced a difficult reorientation, economically speaking.
It fundamentally altered the way the region had functioned for generations, changed its economic landscape, its connections.
Okay, so the border's drawn in 23. What happens immediately on the ground? What's the new reality under French mandatory rule, right in that immediate post-border time frame?
Well, Akron is now officially part of French-mandated Syria. And initially, it falls within what they called the State of Aleppo, one of the divisions the French created.
And the French administration starts making moves right away. The sources detail their initial actions.
They do. They begin establishing their presence, you know, building the basics of a new administration.
Like what?
They started developing Afrin Town itself, setting up basic infrastructure. The research notes, for instance, that the town's main square becomes the site of the Afrin bus station.
Establishing it as a central hub under their control.
Pretty much. A practical detail that shows the new state authority taking shape.
The sources also mention something about formalizing the region's identity.
Yes, that's quite significant. The French created a specific administrative unit called the Kata of Kurda.
A kata being like a district.
Exactly, a district-level division. And the sources indicate that by naming it Kata of Kurda, the French were formally recognizing the region's distinct Kurdish identity within their new administrative structure, setting it apart from surrounding areas.
That's interesting. And there was something else about managing population flows.
French policy, according to the sources, also included managing demographics. They apparently encouraged Kurdish refugees coming from Turkey to settle in the Afrin region during this immediate post-border period.
Ooh, Hannah the Chai Lady is here. Rojbosh Hannah.
Ugh, perfect timing indeed. Rojbosh.
Let's see. Oh, this smells really good today. Definitely better than last time. Remember how bitter that batch was?
Ha, I do. Needed a lot of sugar.
This looks much better. Maybe no extra sugar needed. Thanks, Hannah.
Yeah, thanks. I always appreciate this break. Good moment to let these details sink in.
Totally. Okay, let's get back to it. We were just talking about those immediate French actions right after the 1923 border. Setting up the Kata. Encouraging refugee settlement.
That's right. And really, this brings us back to the core point of this whole discussion, how this incredibly short period, mainly 1921 to 1923, fundamentally redirected the entire trajectory of the Afrin region.
Yeah, it wasn't just a minor adjustment. The sources are really clear that border finalized in 1923 wasn't just a line. It severed connections.
Deep connections, administrative, economic ties that had, you know, shaped the region for centuries. That whole historical orientation towards Kilis was just cut abruptly. And this moment, it marks Afrin's formal incorporation into this completely new political reality. French mandate Syria.
It wasn't just a change of flag. It set the stage for everything that came next for Afrin within that specific Syrian context.
Precisely. Distinct now from whatever was happening just across that new border. And you see it reflected in those initial French administrative actions we just discussed. The Kata, the infrastructure, the population policies. It's all detailed in the sources from that time.
So if we synthesize what our sources are telling us about this 1921-1923 window, it's really a moment of profound disruption for Afrin.
Disruption and reorientation.
Yeah. The border demarcation is the key event. It severs those long-standing historical ties, especially with Kilis, and it firmly embeds the region within a new political entity, French Mandate Syria.
Shaping its immediate path forward, its challenges, its development within that framework.
It's such a clear example when you look at the sources of how these big geopolitical decisions, lines drawn by external powers, have immediate tangible effects on the ground.
Absolutely. On local populations, their historical links, their daily economic realities.
So maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to consider. Think about how lines drawn on maps, often by powers far away, can instantly reshape everything for the people living there.
Yeah, how they can reconfigure daily life, sever historical connections, reroute economic flows. Impacts that, as we know, can echo for generations.